Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, like always, welcoming you guys, thanking you guys for week in and week out showing up to every episode, showing love, showing beautiful words of encouragement. And I really appreciate the fact that you guys continue to help grow the podcast, help grow my dream. And more than anything, I've always shared it, and I'm going to be honest, and I will continue to show my gratitude for healing my inner child. Because if you've been walking in my journey through all the episodes of the Mac Effect, I have openly shared that this heals an inner child in me, where it just does continue to show me that dreams can come true, dreams are possible. You just have to push hard and work for them. And that's what we are doing, guys. So thank you so much for all the love and support you guys continue to give. Guys, with that being said, we're going to jump into episode number 9 of season number 4, which is like, my goodness, I can't believe we're here. 9 episodes in already of season 4. In a season that, if you go back to episode 1, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what is God doing, but I know that he's building something inside of me. Typically, you know, I've been trying to set up interviews with great people, either returning ones and what have you, but this particular season, guys, it's been tough. It's been tough to book. It's been tough to confirm, to get people confirmed and locked in. I already see how God is setting up season 5 in the sense of like certain interviews that are going to be coming up and locking in. But I'm kind of glad that at the end of the day, I just listened to him and I pushed, because this season 4, if I'm being honest, and I have to be transparent, because I don't like just, you know, I don't like just to be honest, like I like showing you guys vulnerability. Season 4 was literally hell. Definitely really hard for me. Definitely a challenge. A lot of the episodes I really didn't want to do. You would see me in the camera and you would be like, okay, like he's keeping it well together. But little did you know, moments prior, I'm in my room, I'm on my knees, I am beat down. But I am choosing to listen to God. I am not listening to my feelings, I am listening to God. And God is telling me, keep going, push. Do it for yourself, whether you feel it, whether you don't. And I don't know if you guys can relate or not, but like I grew up in a place where like I was taught like just get up, start working and go into the 9-to-5 business. And that's it. You're going to work for 40, 50 years plus, and then you retire and then you try to enjoy your life, right? And nothing wrong with the 9-to-5, nothing wrong with it. If that's the path that you feel that God wants to take you in, great. Other people feel it's this one, other people feel it's this one. I mean, we're millions and millions of people in a world that we're not all going to have the same path. So what's beautiful is to discover, to start asking questions. I just love the fact that God has really put me in a place in my life where asking questions is okay. And he tends to ask questions right back to me. And when he does, it's like, I know he knows the answer, but I know he's asking me questions because he wants to reveal something back to me. That makes sense. With that being said, guys, I want to jump into the episode number 9. I'm going to title it To Harden Your Heart or To Soften Your Heart. The reason why it has this title is because I really want to hit an area of do not change who you are no matter the circumstances around you. And that's a challenging one and that's a hard one, because the truth is when we go through problems in our lives, we do change. it does impact us. It does cause a shift in our hearts, sometimes in a good way and sometimes in a bad way. You know, I'm very open and transparent with you guys. I share with you guys and I say, hey, look, just all I say is give it back to me. Give back vulnerability and transparency. Let's be real. We all come from families where we all have dramas. We all have problems. We have alcohol problems, sexual abuse problems, lying problems, cheating problems, blended families. I mean, it's a lot, right? And then, of course, we have money problems as well, which causes problems between family members and all that stuff, right? I like to know, well, not believe, because I know for a fact, we're not the only ones that have family members that, you know, you dispute amongst each other with certain relatives that you're like, wait, you're my brother, wait, you're my sister, wait, you're my aunt, uncle. You know, you see your parents going through arguments with their siblings, and you're just like, wait a second, like, man, it, like, this is becoming a little bit too much of a normal. And for me, Mike, because I have entered a healing process a while ago already, and my inner child is learning that, hey, this is how you love yourself, and I will not allow mistreatments anymore. I really don't have, like, I don't want to say the patience, but I don't want to be around drama anymore, especially if it can be fixed, especially if all it takes is a conversation and people to be honest and open. I mean, it's the reason why I love being vulnerable, because I understood that being vulnerable, you can fix any problem. The problem is pride just doesn't want you to fix the problem, because pride tells you you matter more than the situation. They did you wrong. They're the ones that should come to you. They're the ones that should do this. They're the ones that should do that. And the reality is, no. That's what pride tells you. But Jesus, God, the example of life that I listen to and follow, he was actually one of the first ones that would get on his knees, and the person that offended him, he would say, take off your shoes and let me wash your feet. Talk about humility. The person that offended you, dude. And I want you guys to think of this. I want you guys to think of that person that you can't stand and imagine yourself. And I know that's hard. You already know where I'm going. Imagine yourself on your knees washing that person's feet. The person that offended you. I have a couple people in my mind right now. And the natural flesh instinct is, oh, hell no. I'm honest, right? I want you guys to be honest. I want you guys to be transparent, vulnerable. I want growth. I want a challenge. I don't want to be the same. I am not going to be in insanity anymore, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I'm shattering that. And I'm going to shatter it by shattering my pride. Oh. So when I speak this, I don't speak this out of it's the easiest thing to do. I speak this because it is the most difficult thing to do. To keep your mouth quiet. To not have not take vengeance into your own hands. To be petty. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Can people be petty? And let's be real. It's true, right? I know I could. Again, I never sit here saying that I'm innocent. But I do tell you this. I try my hardest to make sure I'm not petty anymore. And it's challenging because it hurts, man. It hurts. You humble yourself and people, and let's be honest, they're going to kick you when you're down. And as a person that's going through a very difficult time, oh, man, have I been kicked? Have I been kicked? And when you think like, all right, dude, I got a big old bruise right here. My lip is busted. My back is hurting me. My leg is broken. Like, you're done, right? Nope. Boom, you get hit from the other side and you're like, wait, what? And then God tells you, are you going to harden your heart and you're going to allow them to change you? Or you're going to continue to be who you are and who you've been this entire time and continue to love? It's hard. I don't share this because I know it's going to be easy for you guys. I share it because I know it's going to be hard. I found that one of the things that makes it easier is you take baby steps. Obviously, you don't go right away to the person that has offended you and say, hey, you know, I want to say sorry for what I've done. Sit down. Let me wash your feet. It's baby steps. I don't even think I'm there yet myself. Like, literally, you know, to go and wash someone's feet. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've done it in the past. Like, when Jackie and I were leaders of the worship team in Iglesia Primer Amor, we washed everyone's, we were the leaders of the worship team, and we washed everyone's feet from the worship team because we wanted to show the worship team, we are not higher than you guys. As a matter of fact, we're all the same. We might have the title of we're the leaders and we're guiding and leading the way, but we're not greater, we're not less than, we're all in the same playing field. And I remember when I was doing that, even certain people were uncomfortable. They were like, no, dude, you know, for many reasons, right? You know, ugly feet. No, I'm just kidding. I think even when you reach a point of that much humiliation, like even for me, there was a time where my feet have been washed by people. And it feels a little weird. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to. But I think... oh, gosh, I want to get a little, I'm trying not to get emotional. It's just, I see why Jesus did it. To show your flesh, to be humble, to show your flesh, to submit, to teach you that you have to, at times, regulate this flesh again and remind it, this is not about you. This is about him and showing the world his love surpasses all understanding. How are you going to wash someone's feet that have offended you? It surpasses your understanding. You will never be able to understand fully what God wants. You might comprehend some of it, but to fully understand the divinity of what he is, and I know people are like, man, well, yours is such like a religious channel and it's always about God. I tell people all the time, you guys have heard me through episode in and episode out, I'm not pushing any religion on you. What I am doing is I want to show you my experiences, my personal, you know, who I follow, like my mentor, because I think we need to know who we're following in order to have a good example of what to share, what to do, you know, that's mine. So I share it because I hope and I pray that if it blesses you, it intrigues you to the point where at least start making the question, well, let me start learning a little bit more about this Jesus, this personality, this person, and see if it's something that I can follow. For me, it's all about bettering myself in life, for myself, for the people around me. If a healthier Mike happens, then I know for a fact there's going to be healthier people around me as well. Not perfect, healthier. Anyways, coming back to the episode or to the discussion that we're having is not allowing the circumstances to change who you are. You know, one of the things that I am is I'm someone that, you know, my parents taught me that when you walk into a room, you say hi. It doesn't mean you have to get along with everyone, but you say hi and you are thoughtful of other people. You know, if you have a chair, if you can serve them something to drink, if you can serve them a plate of food, you know, do it. And let's be honest. Again, we live in a world where certain family members don't get along. And let's be honest, when there's a birthday party and there's, you know, people know this table is going to be for this person and this table is going to be for that person. And a lot of us understand that, yeah, that dynamic is probably not going to, they're not going to meet up and talk. They're going to just stay in their own way. Tell me if I'm wrong, guys. If I'm wrong, write it on the comments, write it on the, share with me that, you know, what your experiences are. But with me, it's like, you know, that that is happening. Now imagine God says, I want this person to serve that person something to drink and a plate of food. It's probably the last thing in your mind that you want to do because a lot of pride comes in. But when you are naturally someone that does do that, offer your chair. Continue to offer drinks, food, comfortability. If that's who you are, don't allow it to change you. Don't allow bitterness to say, well, because here's the thing. If that's what you naturally do for many people, but for that one person you're gonna hold back, then you're giving them the power. You're giving them the ability to change who you are. Well, you don't know what they've been saying. You don't know this and that. Bro, come on now. You don't need me to share the story that I'm going through right now. And for me to tell you, I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I also know who I am. And although it does hurt for people to have a certain perspective of me, I have to be secure in who I am and who I am in Christ. That although I hear people say, no me importa lo que digan de mí. I don't care that what they say about me. I think when people say that, they're one of the first ones that really do care what people say. I don't have to say I don't care what people say if I really don't care what people say. Makes sense? I am in a place because I am healing. I care very little, but it doesn't cause me to react or to want to defend myself. It actually brings me back to take it to prayer and tell God, hey, man, I feel sad that these people think this of me, that many people think this of me. It sucks. And then God says, is it true? No. You see how God asks me questions? Like, he knows the answer to the question, but he wants to reveal it to me of like, find out who you are. Is it true, Mike? No, it's not true. That's not who I am. Okay, so then you know who you are. Don't let them change you. Don't let them manipulate you. Don't let, you know, when you don't have love for yourself, those words can quickly hurt you. And it's like, let me prove. Man, bro, you're going to really exhaust yourself proving to people that already have this misconception of you. Like, ¿qué te vas a ganar changing their mind? When you're lucky enough if you change their mind. But chances are you can show them all the proof and their mind is not going to change about you. So don't allow the stuff around you, the bitterness around you, the hurt around you to change who you are. I have been guilty of that, where I allowed it to change my heart, and it hardened my heart for a long, long time. And I don't know if I still have it. Maybe I have a little bit. I'm not 100% sure, because at the end of the day, we're humans, guys. So I'm not telling you guys I have everything well put together. But one of the things that really, really took a lot of it out of me, like it killed me. But it was a good kill. Like, I died so that I can live, if that makes sense. I think I've shared it in the past with you guys. And I'm a little bit scared to share it with you guys right now, quite frankly. Because sometimes the fear is like the enemy's just going to take it to another level then. And it's like, you've hurt me a lot. I don't want you to take it to another level. But at the end of the day, God is a higher level, right? So, oh gosh. It's hard, guys, because it's, you put yourself out there. But one of the things that really helped me to free myself, where I died to myself so that I can live, I was praying in my room, and God told me, oh my God, why is it so hard? God told me, bless them. And my heart right away was like, what? Are you kidding me? No. And God said, bless them. And don't just say it in your mind. I want you to say it out verbally. And I'm like, okay, my God, I got to walk what I preach, right? Which is, I trust you more than I trust myself. If you're telling me to do something, then that means you know better than me. Mike wants to, like, oh, heck no. Like, I'm carrying this for 5 more years, 10 more years, 15 more years. And there's people that carry it for that long. It's crazy. But the truth is, I told God, I don't want to carry this for long. I want my healing to be fast. I want to heal so fast, God. I want to move on so fast, God. But in a healthy way. So, I'm in my room, I'm praying, and I start saying, Lord, bless them. Individually, I started saying, bless her. Bless him. Bless him. Bless her. People that have hurt you while you're down. People that, if you're quite frank, you want to, like they gave you a black eye, you just want to give them one right back. And I know I'm not the only one, guys. I know you guys are thinking of that person or people. Sorry. But those are the ones we got to let go. And I kid you not, guys, when I did that, gosh, something happened inside of me where, sorry, I'm healing in front of you guys right now still. I'm trying to process and I'm trying to think, you know, do I still have it? Maybe I still have a little bit inside of me and I have to bless them again and bless them again and bless them again until I tame this flesh and I tell this flesh, it's not about you, it's about your heart. And that has really helped me to not only continue finding who I am, but it's helped me to love myself. It's helped me to do things for me and not just always be thinking of others. I thought doing things for me was selfish because, and it has to be a balance. It can't just always be you, right? But I thought, like, you know, taking a day or two to do something for yourself is so selfish when you have people depending on you. Your little ones need you. Oh, man, I don't know if it's hitting someone. I feel it spiritually like it is, but it's like mom, dad that are listening to me. The moms and dad that are listening to me right now. If you're not healthy, if you're not mentally there, if you're emotionally not there, if you're physically not there, you can't be, if you don't know how to love and take care of yourself, like, you can't be that blessing for those people around you. Sooner or later, something's going to happen where it's going to break you down. And now, because you were always there trying to be there for the rest of them, now they're missing out because you didn't know how to balance it and take care of yourself. That's a different subject, though. I'm kind of going off. self-care, that's self-love, the episode that I talked about previously. Take a look back, guys. I know I share a lot of good nuggets, a lot of good stuff in different episodes. Go back, listen to them again, share them, comment, subscribe. Guys, I love interacting with you guys. I don't know if you guys have noticed, every comment, I reply to every comment. And I'm not just replying generic like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am reading what you are posting. And I am giving back that dedicated time to you guys. Because I want to grow and I want to hear you guys out. Anyways, is it making sense what I'm sharing with you guys? How it is difficult, how it is hard, how it hurts, but you got to find a way to understand, like literally look at yourself. Oh man, this is about to harden my heart. Stop. I need to do this so that my heart doesn't get hardened. Hey guys, sorry, I'm a one-man show and I've shared it since day one. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing, but the camera and I had to reset it and all that stuff, but we're back. Kind of lost a little bit my train of thought of where were we, but I know for a fact I want to share a Bible verse with you guys. Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Pray about everything. Crazy, right? When they offend you, pray. When you did something petty, pray. When you did something good, pray. When they did something good, pray. Pray about everything. It doesn't say some stuff. It doesn't say a little bit of things. It says everything. And the truth is, guys, a lot of us shy away from a relationship with God. And I don't know why. I know the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing. Maybe that's why. But the truth is, you know, you hit rock bottom and you remember him. Then everything gets better and you forget about them. And then you hit an obstacle again and now you remember him. And then things get better and you forget about him. And it's like, no, dude. A relationship with God, it's like a relationship with a partner. You're going to be with him in the good and in the bad. And allow him to work in everything that he's doing in your life. I'll give you an example of like when you have a relationship with him, how little things, he starts trying to clean up every area in your life. I have a problem with saying bad words. I do say bad words a little bit too often, Spanish and English. In Spanish, I feel like I say them to just play around, but at the end of the day, this weekend, God convicted my heart and he said, stop cussing, bro, stop. And I'm like, God, I restrain myself from doing this. I restrain myself from doing that. I hold back this. I hold back that. You know, I'm like, I listen to you. Like, I'm a pretty good son, bro. Like, let me have this one. And again, he hits me with a question. And he says, so you think everything is good the way you're handling it? So he knows the answer, and I know. No. He's like, okay. And if it's not that big of a deal, then why not stop? Yeah, you're right. It's not that big of a deal. Okay. Let me remove foul language from my mouth. And then you think, really, dude? Like me, I'm sharing with you guys my relationship with God. I'm like, really, dude? Like out of everything, you know, like even this you want to take away from me? Yeah, because again, it's the truth. It's not a bad thing to not say bad words. Learn to express yourself without having to say something a word that's very aggressive and offensive. If you need to communicate correctly. Why do you have to add a F in this in order to make it sound a lot better? Or not better, like a emphasis on what you're trying to say. And that goes back to your heart being hard or tender, soft. Because a hardened heart would say, no, that's, I'm going to keep doing it because this is how I'm protecting myself. When a tender heart says, you are the potter and I am the clay. Continue to shape and mold me, Lord. Oh, God, it's hard. What are you guys thinking so far? Crazy, right? Guys, a big favor. Comment prayers for my life. Comment prayers for your life so that I can pray for you. But what I'm requesting is pray for clarity for episode number 10. It's season ending. It's a beautiful episode that I have planned. However, I want to make sure it's God's will and not my will. So please help me and join me in prayer for that. Send me your prayers. I would love to pray for you. But with all that said, I'm very grateful, very appreciative that you guys have continued to show love to me, to the podcast. Let's continue to keep growing. Let's continue to keep developing ourselves, challenging ourselves, not staying the same. Insanity will not be part of my life, and I hope it won't be part of yours. Excited for next season as well. Certain interviews that are already kind of getting locked in, but it's about 4 interviews already. So let's go. I trust God more than I trust myself. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Keep liking, keep subscribing, keep sharing, keep blowing it up in Jesus' name. See you guys later. Peace.